Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
Yo. Welcome back to the greatest show on earth, the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. I am your host, Xavier, and today I got another amazing episode for y'all, man. If y'all ain't tapped into any other episode, y'all better make sure y'all tap in, y'all like, y'all share, y'all comment, y'all share this with a friend, a family member, a cousin, because this value in this game we about to give on this episode is about to really get crazy, I promise y'all. And today, I got another special guest, man. What's this, your third time? Second?
Yeah, second.
And we ain't seen you in a minute, man. So You back. Last time you was on the show, that was in 2021, bro. I was watching it yesterday. I said, dang, I know my boy, he done grown a lot again since this time. So we had to bring him back, and this is my boy, Dantes Akram. Welcome back to the show, bro.
My God, appreciate you, bro, man. It's always an honor, bro, to even just see the levels you've reached in such a small period, bro. It's crazy. Steady killing it, bro. Proud of you, man, for real.
Thank you, bro. And getting right into it, so for the people this may be their first time seeing or hearing of you, they might not caught the first episode. Get some brief background on yourself. Let the listeners know who you are.
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Dantes Akram. I go by Tez, from Cleveland, Ohio, 24 years old, father. I started a couple businesses young, probably like 18, 19. I was delivering do-rags locally in Cleveland. And really, like, the journey started when I had a kid. Like, it was just like, why am I doing what I'm doing? I didn't get a chance to go to college, didn't have the opportunity to do the things that I wanted to do in life that everybody else was doing. So I had to figure out what worked best for me. So I had to fail over and over and over and over again, and then refine myself throughout failing, and then really come up with core concepts that I wanted to stand on. And, you know, it just led me to where I am right now, where we do hundreds of thousands a month. Got crazy amount of students, got a Discord community, 9,000 plus members right now. And we steady doing free classes, like crazy stuff for the community that really is impacting people. So that's my focus.
Man, we got to get into all that. But first, I want to ask you this, because last time you was on the show, you were still living in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And I remember you was out here that weekend, we was kicking it, and you was like, man, I'm thinking about moving. I'm contemplating moving. Yeah. And since then, you have made that move. We were just talking about before the show, you moved to Atlanta, and you were saying you loving it. Mm-hmm. Explain, like, why is that important for people to get out there, their comfort zone? Because you went to a whole new city.
Yeah.
Where you probably didn't have much network at the time, all that. But explain how important that is, though, for the listeners.
Man, bro, it's so important, man. Like, you know, I didn't have no family. So, like, I'm out there by myself, it felt like. And I only had a couple people. Like, it was Aristotle and Justin. Shout out to them for pulling me, like, because I was like, I don't know, maybe I should stay here. But it was like, it was unsafe already. And I was already telling, like, my friends, I'm like, yo, like, I just can't stay here. People watching me, like, following me, like, asking, like, certain questions that they don't need to know answers to. Yeah, so, like, when I moved to Atlanta, like, first 2 months, it was definitely like I've hit a low point, but I was also extremely excited. So it was like an imbalance in my internal. And I just didn't know how to go about it. So I just was like, you know what, let me lock in on business. Let me lock in on my foundation. I'm going to the gym. I'm locked in. And obviously, you know, being 23 at the time, you just moved to Atlanta. You got motion going on. You know, you bound to come up on some girls. And, you know, like, so I went through that experience of just doing whatever I did. Just dumb decisions, bro. Mm-hmm. And for me personally, man, like, it really changed my life because of the environment that I have now. Like, I talked about it on the last time, but it's really important now because I realize it. Like, I was hanging around, like, people, and there's no disrespect to them, but there's different tiers of friends. So there's friends that are party friends, and you kick it with them. Then you got business friends, and you talk business, you do things with them. And then you got real friends that you treat as family, not because of, you know, bloodline or anything like that, but based off of loyalty. And I had to realize that once I got to Atlanta, that certain people wasn't rocking with me for who I really was. It was just for the sake of saying I rock with him because he's got money, he got this business, he got that, he done went viral with all of these different things. And, man, it changed my life being around people who was doing better than me. Like, it really pushed me to another level. Like, before I went there, like, I think I only had 100K month, like, a couple times. Ever since I moved there, I have not had one single month that was lower than 100K.
Word.
Yeah, I swear to
100K
God.
100K every single month. Every You're going single, crazy.
Yeah, bro. So it's just, I've reached heights that I never thought I could reach. And then I've lost myself, you know, multiple times. But it's like, I realize it's not about the money. You know, I think when we was on the last podcast, I was like, man, like, when I treat myself and I have a reward system.
Yep.
And, you know, I've treated myself. You know, I bought the Rolex, I bought the chain and stuff. And then I realized, bro, like, it really don't matter. Like, that don't really make me who I am. So I didn't went through like a crazy roller coaster of emotions to this point where I'm at now, where it's like all of this stuff is just marketing, bro. This don't really make me who I am
at all, bro.
Yeah.
And that, all that is so interesting, because I went through damn near pretty much the exact same thing moving to Dallas. Mm. And we, I know I always talk about, I tell people to move to a new city, and like, it's hella pros to it, but the there can be cons from experiences. Like, you know, we from the Midwest, you from Cleveland, I'm from Chicago, and yeah, we naturally, coming up in cities like that, you naturally reserve, you stick to your people.
Facts.
You stick to your family. Outside of that, you don't really rock with nobody. But when you move to a new city, you gotta network and meet new people, so kinda, you make yourself vulnerable to fake friends, to, yes, all that kind of stuff. And it's kind of like you gotta go through it to find out, like, man, I gotta get back to my core. I don't need to be like kind of standoffish, but just knowing like I just can't put everybody in my circle, get them access like that.
Man, bro, I made that mistake. As soon as I got there, I thought everybody was cool. Yeah. I thought everybody was my friend. Man, I didn't learn so many lessons, bro, from, bro, the wildest of the wildest things.
I already know,
things,
bro. I already
so,
know.
Huge lesson.
That's big, man. But talk about, because you going crazy in the clothing industry. Like, mm-hmm, you really running it up. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you just start it when you came on the show last time? Or you was about to?
No, I had just started it. And I think that was like our first, because we had did a pre-order. Yeah, I just started it. Like, yeah, super beginning of it. And yeah. But yeah, man, it's been beautiful, bro. Like, you know, I've had ups and downs and obstacles with my clothing brand as well, and with multiple businesses. I think that, you know, I really undervalued at the time when people said do one thing. I think that I found success early doing multiple things. Mm. But I didn't realize that just because you find it early doesn't mean that it's sustainable.
Damn.
Throughout multiple things. So like, my level of awareness when it came to understanding business has just increased substantially because of these businesses having just different roller coasters. And as much as I love my clothing brand, it's really not for me. You know, my daughter owns 50% of it. So it's really, that's like, crazy. Yeah, like, that's just for her, and building this is for her. So I don't want to let it go or anything unless I exit and I give her half the money. You know, I do whatever else with the other half to make sure investments are secure and good. But for me personally, it's like, the clothing brand space, man, like, I can honestly say me, Kayla mm-hmm. Perilla, Justin Phillips, and Shaq, like, we have been a catalyst in this space.
That's a fact.
Yeah, like, just from just us being able to teach. And, you know, I realized something, man. Like, it's sad that in our communities that we always ridicule people for educating. But yep, it's like, and it makes us as the creators and the people who are educators, it makes us feel some type of way, because we're going out of our way to spend all this time and this energy from years of information that we got to give to people. And whether it's at a price or not, you should just be thankful for it, right? But, you know, people have their own perception of how they want to go about things. But I think personally, like, if you looked at how many lives we've changed, like, there's times where I walk in an airport and I'm noticed multiple times, mm-hmm, in different airports, mm-hmm, like, in somewhere completely different, mm-hmm, somewhere I've never been before. So to me, it's like, I think about how I'm planting all these seeds and everybody just watering it. And then one day when I get to see them and they successful, it's like, yo, Tez, yo, I watched this, I did that, and I got this YouTube video from you and I did this. And like, it just feels good. So it's like, it feels better than me selling my own clothes, because it's like, when you empower people to get information and you give them the information and they know how to utilize it and now they go make money, they change how things are going to go moving forward for themselves and their family.
That's a bar, bro. And I seen you make a video talking about how to start a clothing brand with less than $700.
Yeah.
I said, we got to get into that, man. So break that down for the listeners and the watchers on, like, how you do that.
For sure, for sure. So basically, when it comes to a clothing brand, bro, like, I really tell people, like, especially because there's a lot of young people who look up to me. Mm-hmm. So I try to give them a guideline that'll work for anybody, regardless of age, regardless of, you know, gender, and regardless of ethnicity type.
Right.
So really, number one, if you wanted to start and make, if you wanted to start a clothing brand with $700, the very first step is to start off with a pre-order method. So this is when you're going to say, okay, I don't have this stuff, the inventory in stock, I'm just going to sell the samples, or I'm going to sell these images, and then I'm going to have the manufacturer make it once I get the money.
Okay.
And the reason this is important is because you're not spending a crazy amount of money out of pocket. So now if I wanted to sell that shirt that you have on in three different colorways, now I would just go out, go get the sample in three different colors. They send me the samples. Now I'm doing videos, I'm doing Instagram posts, TikToks, I'm doing all types of marketing on these three different pieces, constantly updating people for over 10 to 14 days. And then I'm gonna drop, once I create my Shopify store, so you could do the $29 a month plan, or they got a $1 trial right now. So it's really cost efficient to start your website. Building your website, you can use a platform called, there's so many different themes. Really, you could either just buy a theme from there that's less than 150 bucks, or you can use Pagefly, landing page builder. So it's okay. A Shopify app that allows you to go in and just drag and drop and just drop images anywhere. And it's just building the website 10 times faster without you knowing exactly what you're doing. So once you got the website, you marketing the product, you got the product, now you just focused on, you know, scarcity and urgency. Yo, look, this is only going to be available for 72 hours, March 31st at 7 p.m. Eastern. And you drill in that day and that time. And then what you're doing is the website is closed the entire time that you're marketing. So you're just getting emails and phone numbers. So like when we first did it, our 72 hour pre-order method, we did $10,000 in our first 72 hours of starting the brand, just because we was marketing, we was promoting it. And I branded it as a sister brand to my do-rag business. So I had 30,000 emails there. So I sent that whole list like, yo, we got a sister brand. If you like our do-rags and our bonnets, check out our clothes. So we had a bunch of people subscribe to a new email list for something completely different. And that's what I learned about adjacent products, you know, and adjacent brands. You can sell things that are not the exact same, but are similar enough to where people would like it. It's the same thing with YouTube. You watch YouTube and you watch a video on how to grill a steak, but then they tell you how to clean the pan. It's not the same exact video, but it's adjacent enough to where the person who just made the steak would need to learn how to, you know, clean it. So, you know, really when it comes to building a brand with $700, that's really the core concept. Dropping on that date, really giving it 72 hours, sending text messages and emails out to your list, and then collecting the money, sending it to the manufacturer. And you can go to Alibaba.com. There's something called RFQ, request for quotation. So people, like right now, the biggest problem is they go in and they try to find these manufacturers on Instagram, or they, yo, my boy got a dude who do this. And then they try to deal with the vendors and all of that. Like, nah, like you can send out one template of what you want from a manufacturer, and it sends it to hundreds of manufacturers. So after somebody watches this, they don't have an excuse no more as to why you can't find manufacturers. You actually have an influx of them. You just have to do your due diligence. So this is when you ask for pictures and videos, and you want to FaceTime them. Like, this is the process of, you know, really starting that brand. And with all of that, at $700, like less than that. I did the calculations, and I have a video that's coming up soon where I'm going inside the store showing exactly how to do it.
That's so much value in game, because a lot of that stuff most of the stuff you said, I didn't even know, bro.
For real?
I had no idea about that, bro. Like, you know, because I'm not in that space. So I see people that try, I'll be like, man, that's interesting. But that's really you just gave people the whole game. If they want to start a clothing brand, he just told y'all exactly what to do for less than $700. But what about this, though? Because I know some people going to hear that and they're going to be like, well, it's easy for Dontez to make money because he got a bunch of followers. Like, can I do this if I ain't got no following? What do you say to people with that mentality?
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is most of my students don't have followings. Mm. Like, and when I started, I didn't have followings. So, like, I'm teaching based off of me not having a following. So, like it would be unfair for me to teach based off of me having a following now. Like, I could teach, like, if a person who had a crazy amount of followers came to me, I could show them how to make 100K a month or 10K a month, whatever amount of month that they're trying to reach. But a person who's just beginning, I'm going to tell them this, like, people always ask me, bro, every comment, every DM is, how long did it take? Why are you so worried about the time frame if you truly dedicated as you say you are? I didn't worry about the time frame. I knew that, look, I'm looking at everything from a 5 to 7 years time span. Now, everybody can't do that. But because I was able to do that, this is why 5 years later, I'm able to do the things that I'm doing. I have the net worth that I have, and I have the assets that I have, is because I just waited. I was patient. Like, I'm not delaying the process. I'm not trying to jump forward too fast, nor am I trying to overly compare myself outside of anything or anyone that's doing better than me or anything. I'm just in my own lane.
And how important is that? Because it's easy to compare. It's easy to see somebody that's popping online and like, okay, yeah. I wish I was in that position too.
It's everything, bro. Like, comparison is literally the thief of joy. And literally. I didn't realize that until I started making real money. Like, before, when I was on the show, I wasn't making good money, but I wasn't making real money, bro. Like, there's a different ball game.
Hey, talk money, about bro. That. What's the difference between real money and making good money and making real money?
Bro, good money is like you still cool, but you like really, really hustling. Making like real money is like you working so much smarter, but the investments and what you're doing is coming back tenfold. So it's like I'm just working a lot smarter, spending less time doing the things that I don't want to do, more time delegating to people who can do those things for me, and they do it at a high level. And if they don't, they just get fired. But you know, this is the process. That's how business works. But bro, like it's life changing. But like now it's like, you know, I used to be so stuck on, you know, being a millionaire. I remember you asked me that question. Mm-hmm. It was like, you a millionaire? Yeah, like, nah, but now I am. So it's like, to me now, bro, like, when I hit a million, bro, it was like, million, and then you spend a dollar.
You're not a man. Yep.
So I had to release that concept entirely, because at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter if you think about it. Like, the status of it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, what my assets bring in as far as cash flow is more important to me, because this is what's going to take care of my cost of living, my family, future investments. The net worth, that really does not matter at all.
Facts.
And I had to really have a sit down with myself. Like, I was like, yo, bro, like, I want to be a millionaire, get there. And I'm like, okay, now I got to be a multimillionaire. Like, does it matter, bro? Like, these are all things that society has put on us and pressured us into feeling like it's so important, when in reality your families are important. What you do with your time is important. So why are we worried about status? You comparing statuses for what?
Yo, that's you speaking some real shit right now, because that's the absolute truth. And I think it takes you to make money to kind of really understand that concept, because in the chase of things, you just chase, and then when you obtain it, like you said, you start looking back, you start thinking like, man, I thought this would make me feel a certain way, and to a degree it does, but it's like, for the most part, the most important things are still the most important things. Like you said, it's still 100%. About my family, about my health, you know what I'm saying? So it's like about my relationship with God, all that stuff. So you'd be like, this shit is not as big as a deal. Like, you start realizing for real, like, it's really about the process, the journey, and it might sound corny to a lot of people, but it's the truth. It's like me developing. That's the most important part.
Yeah, bro. I had a tweet about that, man. Like, you said it like almost head on, but I said like, people want the result so bad that the result is short lived once you receive it.
Facts.
The thing that you're missing, and this is why it's so important for me to say this, the thing that you're missing isn't the result. It's the enjoying the process of you getting to the result. So it wasn't me buying this Rolex that was just, oh my God, it changed. It was the fact that I got to the point where I deserve to buy it.
Exactly. Everything you've been through in that process. Yes,
bro. And it's like, then you like, and I
feel good. That's what make it feel good.
I kid you not. I sat down and when I bought the chain and all that stuff, I'm sitting there in the car and I'm like, I put on every banger song that I could, you know, rap to. And I was like, I'm true to this song now. I can speak these lyrics. And then, bro, like 2 hours went by, bro. And I just looked down. I took it off. I just looked at it, bro. I was just like, you know, it's crazy to achieve, but I'm still who I am.
You're still who you are at the end of the day. No, none of it make you.
None of it. And it's like, you gonna, now that I got this, now I'm just want a presidential. Now I'm just want an AP. Now I'm just want a Richard Mille. And like, you can go get those things. But now to me, it's just like, you know, obviously marketing and networking and all that stuff, cool. But like, what's most important? I just want cash flow, bro. Like,
cash flow, yep.
Cash
peace
flow.
Peace of mind.
Peace of mind, cash flow, time freedom, and the ability to love my family regardless of what I have going on.
Man, that's so true. Because I say this often. I say it now. It's like, I feel like, I find comfort in knowing that I can have it. It makes me, I don't need to actually go get certain things. Facts. Like, just knowing that if I want to go do this, I could go do this right now. Mm-hmm. That's enough for me. Yeah. Like, I don't have to like do it. I'm still going to enjoy my money. I'm still going to have fun. But in most instances, it's like, I just know the time freedom, knowing I got the option to do it, bro, is everything to me.
It's important, man. And that's why I feel like, you know, when you go into different environments, like, and that's something that I had to realize, is that I was living up to expectations of people who were around me. And, you know, the thing that I realized is that you are only as good as who you compare yourself to. So in a sense, if I'm hanging around a bunch of people who only make $3,000 a month, I'm going to think the person who makes $10,000 a month is godly.
That's an absolute fact.
And then when you replace that circle, and now, you know, right now I'm around people who only make 300, 400, 500,000 plus a month.
That's annoying.
So now I'm just like, oh, well, a million a month looks godly. But in reality, it's like, you should only be, not even comparing, you should be challenging yourself to the possibilities of what you can do. not what other people are doing. So the moment you make that shift, it's like you start putting yourself in your own box. And that's what I had to do recently. It's just like you got to really take time out to self-reflect on what you want to do and who you want to become. Because my definition of who I am is going to be different than everybody's definition of who they are. I've went through different things. I done seen different things. I done been real in moments where most people would have capped, folded, and faked out.
Absolutely.
So I can't be discredited. I ain't fold. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
you talking that shit, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you talking that shit. But like, cause what, how old are you now?
24.
So he giving himself more years, y'all. Yeah. So he's 24.
Almost there.
Six workers a month, living in a city like Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And we all know Atlanta is lit. It don't get too much litter than Atlanta for crazy. Real.
Yeah.
So how do you remain with that focus and drive? Because at the end of the day, there are so many distractions when you are young. Rich man, because that's what you are, and it's people all around you, whether it's women or fake friends that just want to take facts. From you.
I mean, let me be honest, bro. Like, I've made the mistake and I've learned from it. So I think the first thing is being transparent enough to tell people online that I have made the mistake of being a person who's making a lot of money in my own sense, or whatever a lot of money is, you know, depending mm-hmm. on whoever is watching this. But I was making money that to me was a lot. And I was just hanging around people who were just doing whatever with it.
Yep.
And then I had to take a step back, bro. Like, you know, I was drinking too much. I stopped smoking since like for 6-7 months now. So I don't smoke no more. But like the drinking, it all weighed on me at the same time. It just like hit me.
Man, and, I know the
boy, I was like, I was sitting down, like really going through it mentally. Like, you know, and I think that most people, and especially in our community, black men don't talk about mental health at all. And this is why, like in my community in Limitless, we have a mental health class like Mondays. So Mental Health Mondays. And those are classes where you can come in, you can talk about how you feel, things that you're going through. Like I come in there, I express to people why, because I don't want people to feel like because I make money that I'm not human.
Exactly.
I still have the same emotions. The person who's making $1 million, $1 billion, whatever people say, do you want to have nightmares on a Maybach pillow, whatever it is.
Right.
Like it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, there's something internally that's hurt.
Yep.
And to me, what I had to do, bro, is like I had to put the alcohol down. I had to stop smoking. Mm-hmm. I had to stop telling myself I deserve to sleep in. I don't deserve shit. My kids ain't even set yet. What are you talking about? You deserve something. Like, what? You tweaking? Like, I really, no, like, and I'm just that serious with myself and about my life and what I want to achieve. And it may be different for other people, but it's right. Like, nah, you're really tripping, bro. Like, you got to go out and hunt and kill
and
keep providing until the point where you have, and I don't know if I cuss on here,
but yeah.
Fuck you money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not at the point where I got fuck you money yet. Mm. So it's like, I got money, but I ain't got fuck you money. Mm-hmm. To the point where I'm like, all right, I'm good. I can go sit off on a yacht in Costa Rica and be
good. No matter what happened, I'm good.
Yeah, so it's like, for me, like, prime example, when I came on here last time, I went through a heartbreak, right?
I remember.
And I gained 30 pounds, was, you know, bought two cars and all of this stuff. And I mm-hmm. made a tweet about it and it went viral. And then the crazy part about that is the same way that it was a heartbreak, I fell back in love with somebody else. And I gained another 25 pounds. I'm 175 right now, 35 pounds, right? I've also been able to reach levels I've never reached ever in my entire life. I've bought the houses, I've bought the assets, I've bought the stuff. So the same instance where it was like heartbreak pulled me and made me be a better man, love also did. And at the time, I was like, I was so adamant about telling men, like, don't do this, don't do this. And don't get me wrong, I've made my mistakes, trust me. But it ain't nothing like having a solid woman on your side. Nothing. And that's when I went in the house. Like, I was like, let me go chill out somewhere. Like, let me go sit down. Let me leave all this stuff alone. Let me lock in.
Today's episode is sponsored by Magnolia Tax Services. If you're a small business owner, you have a history of owing $10,000 or more in taxes, and you feel like your current CPA or tax preparer isn't giving you the write-offs that you need, then you need to book a consultation with our partners at Magnolia Tax Services. Magnolia Tax Services is a tax advisory firm that specializes in providing small businesses with advanced tax strategies to help you get rid of your tax bill. On average, they save their clients $22,971 a year. I'm going to say that again. On average, they save their clients $22,971 a year. If this is you, book a consultation link by clicking the link in the show notes. If they can't save you any money, they'll give you your money back guaranteed. Now, that is our sponsor for today, and we're going to get right into today's episode.
And that's what I've been on.
Yo, you told you, man, you preaching, dog. And to, I feel like to even get to that point, you have to be vulnerable enough with someone to even allow yourself to get to that point to experience that true feeling or that true love for somebody for real. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't, you know, us as men, it ain't, you, especially when you're doing good for yourself, a lot of we on guard because you don't know who's who and what's what. Facts. You know how somebody really rock with you. So all that stuff is extremely important. But you, dog, you talking. I know firsthand because, man, when I first moved out here, bro, I was in the club damn 7 days a week. I was in the club at least four of them and getting sections and buying bottles, bro. I spent at least a couple hundred thousand like within that first.
It's crazy.
14, 16, like just being real, like just being out kicking it, like having a ball. You know, you was out here last time.
Yeah, we was turned. Yeah.
And you know, when you doing all that, you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you celebrating your success, which is cool. But like you said, especially as a man, you
got
to stay on that hunt. You can't never get too like complacent, like, oh, I'm lit now. It's like, you got to keep hunting.
I think that I had to have that realization because there's no man in my life that I grew up with that has really reached the level of success that I've reached.
Mm.
And the level that I'm trying to reach, I have to be willing, and I have to be willing to do things that I've never done, and I have to be willing to think in ways that I've never done. And I think that to me, it's like, I understand that I can't move in that manner. Could I? Absolutely. Do I have the money to do it? Yes. But who am I trying to prove it to? I go in a club and I light that motherfucker up, right?
Right.
And they see my Instagram, they follow me. Then what?
Nothing.
Like,
you wake up the next morning like, damn, why I do that?
And then the times where I lit a club up, it was still 2, 3, 4 bottles sitting there.
Facts.
Waste of money.
Facts.
And I used to look back at the like, and not saying that the money matters, but when you start looking at things as an, like how I'm utilizing my money, especially when you've learned how to invest, you're like, why did I spend this here when I could have put this here? Yeah. So it's the same instance where last month I spent a couple thousand on in a club, and then I put $5,000 into Shopify option contracts for $60 for next year, and those are up 40%.
Crazy.
But the money I just dropped in there, I just lost it. And there was no benefit. There was
no option of getting it back.
Nothing. So it's like, I would have rather took that money, put it there with that, and that would have been up 40%. Then I would have pulled that, and if I wanted to play with it, I would have. But knowing me, I would have probably just took it, threw it into some dividends, and let it pay me. Like, that's just how I operate.
Mm. But it's, like you said, it's things you learn over time, especially you only being 24. Mm. Bro, you so young, it's crazy. But it's dope that you already experienced so much, because by the time you hit 30, you already ahead of most. But when you're 30, it's gonna be on steroids.
Yeah, facts.
Because you're gonna have even more experience, more things you learn, more hustle, more grind. It's gonna be like you on the curve. I can't imagine where you're gonna be at 40, bro. It's gonna be dope to see for real, bro.
That's beautiful,
cause,
bro.
Cause you want it for real.
I appreciate it, man. Like, I'm locked in, bro. Like, I don't want to compare myself to nobody. I just want to be the best version of myself. And like, I've really come to peace and at terms with that. You know, like, I used to really compare myself, and that's something I could be honest with. Like, I wanted to reach a million a month so bad because other people was doing it, that I was willing to self-sabotage myself and compromise my values. And it was like, money is not that important. And when people say it's the root of all evil, I didn't understand it because I didn't have enough money to realize that money is truly the root of all evil. If you don't learn how to conquer this,
that,
oh boy, that money of that,
it's gonna ruin you.
Yeah, it runs through you.
It's going to ruin you. Most, yeah. I think, and like you say, it's hard for most people to realize it, but I think most people, if they got a boatload of money, I don't think they're truly ready for everything that it's gonna come with.
Mm.
All the temptation, whether it's women, whether it's going out clubbing, whether it's smoking, whether it's drinking. Whatever vice you have, money is gonna magnify about 100 times.
Oh yeah.
So the point of what I'm saying is, you wanna have so much self development. That's why the journey is so important.
Because
then when you do get the money, it's like all these mistakes that I would make if I didn't do development is not gonna happen.
Yeah. And I think too, like, I think not just society, but social media does a really great job at making things look black and white. When in reality, it's really a lot of gray area. You know, like, there is times where you should reward yourself, but you have to know the difference between rewarding yourself and acting like you did enough work to reward yourself.
Ooh, what's the difference? What's the difference? Break it down.
The difference between the two is that when you're rewarding yourself, it's something that you've been doing consistently over a long period of time that has just worked out in your favor after working so long for it. So you're like, yeah. Like that weight leaves you. Acting like it is saying, I went to the gym today, I deserve to go eat McDonald's. You know what I mean? Like, it don't make sense. Or like, yeah, I made $2,000-$3,000 today. I deserve and I have the right to go to the club next weekend and spend $700 of it. That's not true. Did you reach a, like, when I look at things, bro, I tell people, always get whiteboards. And you know, I can be honest right now, bro. Like, I'm very grateful for the people who've taken me under their wing. Even though like me and those people don't have the best relationship now, I've learned so much from it, and I've learned a lot about burning bridges and not to do so and being regretting doing certain things. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten to the point in my life where I've realized that, and most people don't have that clarity until they get older, but I'm very self-aware. But what I'm realizing, bro, is like, we try to make ourselves this thing when in reality, if you were just you, that's how you'd be unique. How can you be one of one if you're trying to be like everyone else? It don't make sense.
It don't.
You got to recognize your superpowers. So you got to get them whiteboards out. You got to go get 2-3 whiteboards. I got 9 whiteboards in my house. Dang. I got one in the living room. I got 6 in my office. I got one in my bedroom. I got one hiding behind my closet door just for me to remember certain stuff. So like, I'm really about that. Like, when people say like they hungry and they, you're not putting in the same type of hours. I get up at 6 a.m. I go work out. I put that hour in. I go swimming. I go read. I go read a chapter a day. Like, I really go do it, not because I want to compare myself to anybody, but I know that the magnitude of what I'm doing right now, if I keep doing this every day, you give me 2 years, next time I come back on here, it's wraps.
It's gonna be even crazy.
We're gonna be in a helicopter talking.
What's your regarding business? Mm-hmm. What's your biggest regret?
Biggest regret in business, letting other people's business and what decisions they made dictate my own decisions. And I will also say not listening to, I would say taking advice from people who have never done what I've done. Mm. Number one, that's one of my biggest mistakes. My second biggest mistake in business is overly spending on people who are not bringing back a return that is substantial enough for me to keep them in my business. Number two. Number three, I would say is changing my business model based off of what worked for somebody else, even though we're in two different industries. Mm. That's number three. I would say number four is really like not managing the money the way that I should have when it came to reinvesting into the business, because I had so many different businesses. So I was taking money from here, putting it in here to make this go back up. And then when it went back up, now this went back down. So now I'm taking the money here and I'm putting it back here. It's a rat race. Instead, just focus on one business, make it extremely profitable, go get some assets, go build a crazy asset portfolio, and then you do what you want with the cash flow instead of working your way backwards. That's how you work for your business. I don't want to work for my business. I want to just be an investor. That's it. So the same way like your job is your very first investor in your business. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand that you have to invest your time. It's not always the fact that you got to invest money. Like, a lot of people be like, how much money do I need to invest to start a clothing brand? It's really not even the money part, for real. It's really the time into going out to get the information, which is what 95% of people are not willing to do.
At all.
Yeah. I binge watch YouTube videos. Like, even at this point, I'm still a student. I will watch a crazy amount of YouTube videos, even on stuff I already know, just to watch it.
Always gotta remain a student.
Got to.
And if it's something you might have seen before, it might have been a nugget that you didn't pick up on that you might pick up on this time too.
Exactly.
Mm. It's something like I seen, I watch you mention AI a lot. Mm-hmm. And how like AI has helped your business. And I did a podcast, like when we first started this podcast, this was like 2019, beginning of 2019, I was talking about AI and what it was going to do in the future, like what industry is going to take over. And it's here right now. Like, it's crazy. So talk about how AI has benefited your business, and for the people that may not be using it for their business, why they should think about it.
Yeah. You know, shout out to the boys over at EYL. They allowed me to do a class for their community. Mm-hmm. Around AI. And it's transformational, bro. Like, I never thought that I would personally see something like this in my life. Like, dead serious. Like, really? We got Google, we got all this stuff, but the things.
This is on steroids.
This is, like, not steroids. There got to be something above steroids. Like, this is a different level of, like, crazy. But I always think about it, like, yes, it's extremely transformational. However, what's really crazy to me is that we're just now getting access to this.
Yep.
The huge companies have had
I've already had access for a long time.
Bro, YouTube has had access to AI since 2012, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
They were making different things for recommendations and search recommendations almost a decade ago.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're just now getting this. Now imagine what they have now. Something that could probably collapse the entire world. But in a sense, when it comes to business owners, it's been monumental for us. From email marketing to text message marketing to speeding up the process of things to editing our sales scripts to automating a lot of things to look, if you don't like me being able to fire a lot of people just because a couple people do this AI portion of things with ChatGPT and being able to, you know, search the right questions. I've been able to replace a lot of people in my business, become more profitable, but have a higher return on my money because they're really good at what they do. And that's just AI. So there's so many different things you can change, and it doesn't matter what business you're in. You know, there's so many different AI tools. You know, there's one that's out there where if you're a real estate or you're in construction and you wanted to show people 3D model prints, all you gotta do is type it in, the dimensions of everything, how you want it to look, glass, this, that, there.
It'll pop up.
Bro, I'm talking seconds. A full 3D blueprint that you can show somebody and say, hey, look, this is what we can do for you. This is exactly the floor plan. This is exactly how we want things to look for you. Does this make sense? Yes, sign off on it. Boom.
Yo, it's so amazing and spooky at the same time. I remember in 2017, 2018, I was living in Cali at the time, by Silicon Valley. And I remember going up there for all these tech conferences, and they was having like AI, crypto conferences. Mm-hmm. And I remember they had a model they were showing at the time. And like I said, this is like 5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They had a robot driven like plane. That was one thing.
Wow.
And then they had a doctor, but it was AI.
Mm-hmm.
And this, like I said, this 5-6. So I'm seeing this, and I'm like, and then mind you, they had representation from every Fortune 500 company there, bro.
I'm already know.
Every single one. I'm like, what the? That's what really made me believe in crypto, because I seen what was going on at all these events, and they would be packed.
Yeah.
I would be the only black person in there. It'd be 1,000 people there.
You was years ahead, bro.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's what we're like. You know, I hear a lot about what people think we should do in our community, and I really don't know.
It's like facts. Keep it right.
Like
it
if
real.
We keep it 1,000, bro, like every person that I see that go on these podcasts and be like, we need to do this and this and this.
You're right.
Bro, you don't know that, because you can do that, but there's always a series of outcomes that you weren't expecting
that you based was off not of expecting.
The probability you chose. So like,
that's facts.
It's all probability. You change this one thing, but that changes something.
A million different things.
Yeah. And it's like, you really, the only thing that I can really think of that will really change things is really empowering people economically. And like Nipsey said, I don't know if it's about dropping a bag of money in the hood. I don't think it's that. I think it's telling people that it's possible for you to learn how to make money through ways that doesn't rely on you sacrificing your freedom to go do so. But I don't know if people are ready to realize that that takes work and it takes time, because we want things quick.
Instantaneously.
Which is why scamming is so popular right now.
Yep.
You can get, like, there's really people on TikTok rapping about how they scam. Like,
I saw a video yesterday.
You playing with your freedom. Why even, like, if you hitting like that, why you gotta say anything about it? Like, to me, but that's just because we come from different places. You know what I'm saying? Like, Chicago, Cleveland, like, you know, LA. Like, when you come from places like that, you don't just speak on stuff like that. That's like you shooting somebody and speaking on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like, people rap about it, but then guess what? They get caught about it.
They
get caught. So it's like, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know what the exact solution is. I think that we just need to be more open to finding more information, stop contradicting each other, stop comparing ourselves to each other, and stop faulting people for making mistakes. And then on top of that, stop playing victim as if that we didn't allow a lot of these things to happen to us.
Absolutely.
The more you keep blaming everybody else, I tell people all the time, you point at somebody, if you look at yourself pointing, you got three fingers
pointing back.
Yeah, so why are we blaming anybody? I take accountability for everything, even if it's not my fault. Yep, it's my fault. If this car accident just happened to me, it's my fault. Because at the end of the day, you get nothing out of blaming anybody else. You get everything.
Out of it.
Yeah, you get everything out of blaming yourself, because you're like, all right, next time I won't do this.
My father used to always say, when you blame somebody for your issues or whatever they may be, you're giving them control over your situation in your life.
Yeah.
Like, the moment you take responsibility is the moment you take your control back.
It's power, bro.
It's power.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Andrew Tate talks a lot about that, you know, and I don't agree with every view that he makes, but a lot of them I do agree with.
Right.
Because it's like, yeah. You know, I think that, you know, Ian Dunlap said this, master investor. He said, you know, when people who have more money than me talk, I shut up and listen. But if you don't have more money than me, I can't really listen to you. So it's the same way, like, your grandma tell you how to go about starting your clothing brand, but she never started a clothing brand.
Never did. Never even tried.
Why would I listen to you? So it's just like, to me, it's just like the perception of how we're looking at the world right now, and based off society, is based off of what they're feeding us, the media. You look at every big media platform, you're being fed different things. So when Biden had and Trump had all these different situations where there's backgrounds being checked on them, and it's on Twitter, facts, files, everything, they're telling you. You're so distracted by what's going on with Glorilla or what's going on with this person, and then you got this half-naked person who's singing and rapping that you yelling your kids watch on TikTok. You got people singing with devil costumes on. Like, it's a program, bro.
Literally.
You're getting programmed right now. And until, like, the Matrix is you being stuck in the program, not being able to think outside of it. You really think it's okay for you to go work 9 hours out of the day to bring somebody else's dream to life, when if you just took 900 hours of your own time and put it into something that you would be more successful, and you'd probably be hiring the people to work for you to do the same thing? That's the Matrix.
Hey, that's a great breakdown. It really is. Go deeper on that, though, because you got a flow right now. I want you to expound on it more.
I'm passionate, bro, because it's like, you know, I really want to empower people, but it's like, at the end of the day, we really think that going to college and doing all of this, now we're realizing, like, nah, it's not the best option, right? But the thing is if you looked at, all right, how many people go to college? If you looked at this before you went to college, it would have been of use. But you never question anything, because you just take media and say, all right, look, this person's going here because they posted it and they got accepted here. And then my friends here in high school got accepted. So now I have to go somewhere. Cool. But now I got to go pay $90,000. And now I don't have $90,000. So let me go pull this money. Oh, wait. When I pull this money, I have to pay the money back.
But guess what?
I never made $90,000 in my life. So how do I know how to pay back something that I've never made in my life? Why go make that sacrifice? Why not go to a trade school? Why not go sacrifice the hours?
I agree. I tell people this all the time. I think that's a better option, man. When you go to a trade school, you go get a tech certificate or something. Like, even if you go to the military, for 4 years, you got to do something.
Like, it don't make sense, bro. And I think the pathway that's been laid out has been a lot of gray area as well, because there's some people who are extremely successful as entrepreneurs, and then there's some people who are extremely successful at faking that they're good entrepreneurs.
It's a lot of those.
And like, people don't know the difference.
They don't,
because this watch does not mean that I'm rich. What I have up here, this is rich.
Yep.
This is wealth. You don't expand on your mental and your knowledge, you can never become wealthy ever in life. I don't get, like, think about the people who hit the lottery. 95% of them end up going broke after 2 years. So what makes you think if you came up on $100,000, you just gonna know how to manage $100,000? You never had it before. So you're gonna be like, you're gonna think that this is okay, and this is okay, and this is okay. In a sense, maybe it might be okay. But what might be better for you is to utilize that money to make more money in the future. So you let me hit the lottery, oh, it's wraps.
It's a wrap.
Because I've already done multiple other investments. I've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. I didn't already did it. So it's like, if people don't wake up, bro, we're gonna walk into a time where AI has replaced the majority of people, and not just AI, the people who understand AI. Those people are gonna replace majority of people, and then we're gonna be at the highest point in society where victimhood is the number one thing in all of society. And I truly believe that. Because right now, the person who loses their job to McDonald's or Walmart, actually, let's put it in Walmart's perspective, Walmart putting in those robot kiosks that's able to check people out, you're blaming Walmart for you not having any skill sets.
Any skill sets.
You don't have no skill sets. You don't know how to read code. You don't know how to go do no type of plumbing. You don't know how to do marketing. You don't know how to do ads. Nope. And then you want to sit around and wait for somebody else, the government, to come back with a stimulus check. Newsflash, okay? If the stimulus check comes back, we're going to have a serious issue after 2 years. And you're seeing it right now. So why is it that you can't go get a loan for less than 2-3%? Well, maybe because inflation is so high.
Inflation is
when gas was through the roof, $6-7. California, I never seen $8 gas in my life.
I seen it in Cali.
Yeah, so it's like you have to realize just because you're getting free money right now, you never knew what to do with it anyways. Think about all those people who's getting them checks every month and you're still broke.
Still.
It, broke is like, look, this is the difference. And I heard this from, I don't know who I heard from. I think it was a little baby or something. If you still hustling to get after it, you're not broke. You just not there yet. But broke is a mindset. Broke is, look, everything that's happening to me, I'm allowing it to happen because I'm a victim and
right.
God.
Woe me.
Yeah. And what was crazy, and this is no disrespect to no religions, but people go into churches and all of these different religions. And I'm Muslim. So, you know, I believe in everything that, you know, a lot of other people believe in or whatever it is, whatever. But we go into church and then we go pray that God makes it right. But guess what? You never execute it. So your prayer is not doing you no use. What is prayer without execution?
Nothing.
How can God guide, you know, whoever, you but ain't you're not walking?
You ain't doing your part. You got to do your part.
You got to do your part. I pray 5 times a day. So it's only right that I go do my part. It don't make sense. Why would I pray 5 times a day to ask for something that I'm not progressively working towards? When you ask God, like I heard this recently, like you ask God for guidance, he gives you different battles to go about.
Facts.
When you ask God for confidence, he gives you different things that's going to test your confidence.
Every time.
When you ask God for patience, he going to give you things that's going to test your patience.
Test your patience.
So it's like, how can you keep praying for things, but you're not going out there ready for these battles? Because for me, I'm grabbing my sword, I'm grabbing my shield, and I'm like, all right,
ready to go to war.
I'm ready to go to war.
Especially after you ask for something, you know what's about to happen.
You know what's going to happen. It's the same thing. I asked God for the biggest months ever. Guess what? It came with the lowest month that I ever had. Then it came
with the
biggest month I ever had. And then it was like, bro, I kid you not, man. Like, I was chasing 100K a day for 2 years. And I came super close 4 times, and I felt defeated.
Like, you defeated by coming close to 100K days. Think about that, y'all.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I really want y'all to think about this. I really felt defeated because I did 86,000 a day, not 100,000. I did 77,000 a day, not 100,000. And that right there goes to show that I was programmed to think that doing 100,000 a day was just the most important thing in the world. When in reality, I still made, back in 2019, I made $27,000 in a year. 2019, I made 27,000. I made 3 times that in a day.
In a day.
4 different times in the same year.
And you were still.
And I was still pissed.
And you probably was happier when you made that 27 in a year.
Bro, because I was hustling. I was worried about the journey. I was worried about getting to my goal. But now, like, after I did it, I prayed, and I learned from the mistakes of me coming close a couple times. And when I did it, I didn't just hit 100K. I hit almost 200K in a day. So it's like, it came from me, yes, praying and asking, but it also came from the execution. But it also came from realizing opportunity because I've missed it before. A lot of people don't, let me re-say that. Like, when you miss an opportunity, if you don't notice that you missed the opportunity, when it comes up to you again in a different form, you won't know to take advantage. So COVID, stock market breaks down, falls. Most people look at it, they miss the opportunity. When we talk about recession talk and the stock market maybe going back to those lows or even close to them, and you see everything's red, but you don't buy it. You
don't buy nothing.
You just miss the opportunity and you choose not to learn from it. I choose to learn from it. Same thing when, like, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm still learning because I can credit myself to an extent. I'm still getting wiser. I'm still reading more books, still trying to learn. But for a person who hasn't really learned from too many men in my life outside of my grandfather and my uncles and my mom teaching me how to be a man, I'm doing really fucking good.
You're doing great.
Yeah, really fucking good. And I can credit her. For real. Shout out to Dukes.
Man, we finna figure out a way to do a part two because we got to wrap up. But I want this final question I got for you. So somebody that's listening to this, a young person, and they like, damn, Dante's really kicking some shit, giving me some real value. I want to get to where he is, but I'm like nowhere near that right now. I'm at 1% of where he is. What's your best piece of valuable information and help them to get that ball rolling so they could get into the positions that you in?
Yeah. Number one is don't compare yourself to me. You know, it took
facts.
If you ain't willing to sacrifice 5 years of your life don't even try to compare yourself to me. Don't do it anyways, but I didn't already put my years in. I've dedicated myself to obtaining the hours. I never look at it from a result standpoint. I look at it from an hours in. And Alex Ramosi says it a lot, you know, do the boring work over a long period of time and it's bound to pay off. Mm. And I truly believe that. So, you know, shout out to Alex. You know, he drops a lot of game.
A lot.
What I would say is, number one, go accumulate more information. Go challenge yourself when you obtain the information. Execute on the information once you receive it. Don't just read a book. Highlight the book. Don't just take notes out of something. Go execute after you take the notes. Go the extra mile. I would say the next thing I would say is, you know, go out and find a skill set and find something that you want to do and start a business and only start one. Don't listen to people who always talk about seven streams of income. Look, the person who has seven streams of income, because I was one of them, was stressed as fuck. Toro, you got Toro, car, somebody living in your car. Right. You got this business, inventory, and then this, like, you got all of these different things going on, bro. Like, just focus on one thing over the next 5 to 7 years. Take the excess capital that you have and invest it into assets and information and let time do its thing. But you gotta work harder. And when you come into those moments where you have certain dips in your emotions, you have to remember why you're doing it. I got a kid, you know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not failing. I can't fail. It should not happen.
No option, it's not an option.
It's not an option, bro. So you gotta realize what your options are. And then the things that's not options, eliminate them and stay true to them not being an option.
Like I said, this is only part one, y'all. We gonna do a part two. But plug all your stuff where people can follow you, find you, purchase product. They want to join a webinar. Everything you got.
For sure. So yeah, y'all can check me out on Instagram @_therealtez. You guys can search me up on YouTube as well. I give a lot of game online on YouTube for free. I know a lot of people been wanting it, so I just want to do that. Dontez Akram on YouTube. Twitter, same thing, Dontez Akram. And really, like, I don't got nothing to sell y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want y'all to go get the information. You know, if I can provide that information to you in different forms, whether it's, you know, you joining my Discord community or, you know, you joining one of my webinars or my master classes or you just watching my YouTube videos, whatever way works best for you at whatever financial point you are in your life, take the route that is, you know, of least resistance for you and that will allow you to excel in the way that you would like to. And that's just the best things that I would say for you.
Y'all heard the man. Y'all heard the value. Y'all definitely tap in, bro. Y'all see everything he's doing. Only 24 years old. He's going to keep going up and keep doing amazing things. And as of me, y'all can follow me in the platform on all platforms at The Millionaire Mindset Podcast. And you can find me at the official Xavier Miller. That's on Instagram. And I'm at Xavier C. Miller on everything else. And that's all I have for y'all on this episode of The Millionaire Mindset Podcast. See you guys next episode. Peace.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag to your bank account, you then account it.